how the fuck are you doing? Welcome to the show. It's On the Fence about Amir and Luis. Pick a side and stick to it, all right? We don't like flip-floppers around
what
here.
What do you stand for,
Amir? What do I stand for? Yeah. Big Naturals.
Big Naturals?
Big Naturals.
How about this? Artificial Perky.
Artificial Perky?
Artificial Perky.
Artificial. I know what you're talking about.
You can't just say Big Nat. You have to go with, like, you know what? Yeah, Big Nat, but you get everything that comes with that.
I know. I was about to say, I take everything that comes with it.
Artificial Perky, that's better than what fake tits have been.
See, I feel like...
Do you know who
I feel like you're taking more than you think you are, because there's one thing you don't know about fake tits. You keep the nipple you're given. They don't give you a different nipple. I don't want a fake nipple. I want that nipple. If your nipple is fucked up, because I know with Big Naturals comes gambling of the nipple.
You're talking about areolas now.
Yeah. Well, okay. The Big Naturals, they come on the neck.
I never thought about that, but like I never considered the areola.
Yeah.
You think Big Naturals means you're getting like National Geographic size?
No. I say it might come with it. It's a gamble. You've seen Big Naturals and they're like, bam, perfect. Perfect nipple placement. You're like, oh, fuck yeah.
It's just the dice you roll, though.
Yeah.
Areolas? If it's nose, you know what? It's like nipple length is creepy, right?
Yes.
What if a girl had extremely, and all extremely long is like maybe like
this is a
5 millimeters. This is, we're off and running.
We're off and running.
Sometimes fucking lightning strikes.
Bam! Right there.
It struck.
It struck.
It has struck in with this conversation, guys.
I'm sorry. I think I interrupted. But I was going to say, it's one of those things. It's not in the description of the video.
But at some
point, he's licking the nip, and it's way longer than you think it is. Noticeably longer.
Yeah.
And perhaps she just had a child not too recently ago. She's in great shape for just having a child, if that's the case.
But I am being a little bit, well, I guess artificial and perky, I have to keep when it doesn't work out. That's what I keep.
That is.
Because sometimes perky doesn't work out.
Sometimes it doesn't.
I'm thinking there's one porn star, it's Ted Cruz's favorite porn star. And I could think.
And what does that say about him as a man?
He has okay taste.
He has okay taste.
A politician.
And what's wrong with her tits? Or what's
there's nothing wrong with her
tits. Okay, I wanted to get yes, nothing wrong with it.
The basis in which artificial perkies come from.
Nice.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
Artificial
perky. Ted Cruz's favorite porn star? Corey Chase.
I don't know that one.
That came from like a meme. That came from like a, I think.
Corey Chase.
He got hacked. It sounds familiar. Something happened where either he got hacked or something, but like it was like.
Did he shoot a shot?
No. It was like he accidentally linked something or like it was revealed. He and Corey Chase have like a connection. And it's like a meme now that his favorite porn star is Corey Chase.
Oh, was it like the thing where like, oh, this person caught liking a tweet from...
Something like that. It's not as bad as like he shared. You ever seen that?
Like, yeah.
But like...
A lot of fucking politicians have shown ween.
But you gotta look at it like he is like a dude like in his 40s. He was, I'm saying. And like when he liked that, you assume that like he had magazine porn, right? And you got to assume, like, the porn stars he likes are, like, shitty porn stars. Like, the porn stars they grew up with, right?
Yeah.
But he has pretty good taste. It's, like, very modern. That's my point.
That's your point?
He's keeping up. It's impressive.
When I talk about my favorite porn stars, I usually, like, I'm like, oh, I'm not, I don't know the new names. I don't know the new names of, like,
no, I'm going stuck
old
in the
school. Yeah.
You're stuck in your high school era.
Yeah.
Unless they're so, like, memorable now. But there's not really.
No. Those are the names you know just because, like,
and then
they probably made, like, a billion fucking videos by now.
Yeah.
Then not even, like, complete scenes, like, videos just fucking sent to fans and fucking whatever the fuck.
All the porn stars are like either like dying or like their career is going horrible.
I mean, yes, no. I remember somebody was talking about it was like a celebrity party, but it was like a scumbag celebrity party because porn stars got invited.
Yeah.
But all the nice ass cars and then porn stars in like a Mazda.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're like, honest
living.
Like they're just fucking they're people of the soil, or people of the ground.
They're tilled earth.
Yeah,
they're salt of the earth.
They're salt of the earth people.
That's what you're trying to say.
That's what I'm trying to say. They're just out there making a living any way they can. Some people plow, some people get plowed. You know what I mean?
But a porn, any like one man's porn star is another man's escort. You got to look at it like that.
Of course, of course.
And there's arguably more money to be made in that than OnlyFans, just based on like the market of like a porn star over like the market of an OnlyFans model.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, already like with the OnlyFans model, Pete, you have to get over this huge, huge hurdle that is. What is it? One or two, 20 years, 30, 40 years of internet porn already in the bank and coming out every day.
Yeah,
before machine. People are like, I want to pay you.
It's like big. It's like big tobacco, big porn. It's like that. It's like yeah, get that. Yeah, I see that.
You understand? If you can get past that hump, you're looking at people that are desperate, people that porn want a connection
still
has or some
shock
shit.
Value. You can still do things like. Mia Khalifa got big because she made a Muslim porn video.
Isn't that, but that was like, you can, that's it, everywhere. You can was, find that.
No, what I'm saying is it got big like on the news.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
Because
yes, yes.
She was, even though it was like, she was yeah. Whatever.
I mean, well, she had great tits.
Yeah, but it was like.
But that's somewhere like between me and you. They're like, big artificials.
I'm not, wait.
I'm telling you, that's neither of our camp that we stand for.
No, she's just,
but we're both
she's
appreciate-
classic yeah, fake. Yeah. Classic fake.
Classic
you
fake.
Could be classic fake, too.
Classic fake, yeah.
I don't know how that ages. I don't know.
From, I have a girlfriend, a wife, basically.
Yeah?
And when I tell my girlfriend what my wife said, she says, no, I'm fucking with you.
My girlfriend's wife?
What the fuck was I going to say? Fucking, God damn it, now I lost it.
It sounded like you were about to say your wife has fake tits. That's what it completely
no.
Came off that organic.
Yo, no.
Where
no.
I said, I don't know how fake tits age. And you're like, well, my wife.
No, she definitely. I'm telling you, this is the same woman like would like she just casually just showed me a woman giving birth online. She knows about the surgery because she's looked into them because, you know, people talk about BBLs and going to Tijuana. Or
yeah.
Apparently, Turkey is a good place to go to get a nose job.
No,
and
it's not.
I don't know. Fucking.
Have you seen the
male, the price is phenomenal.
But the male beard transplants?
Excuse me?
There's, like, dudes who get, like, male. I was talking to a comic, and I guess he knew about it from the news, and I knew about it because it only correlated with suicide. That's the only reason why I knew about it. Was a guy got a fake beard transplant. So, like, you see, like, how I have, like, a... There's no cameras today, you guys.
I know.
Assume that I have...
The same beard. Yeah.
But, like, you see, like, how I have, like, a line?
Yeah.
It is a little bit Wolverine-ish, like, the way there's, like, a fucking clear... So, like, this guy had no beard. And if you... All it looks like... He looks sunburnt. But it's, like, the most choreographed line going, like, sunburnt.
Shit.
That's all his transplant was. He killed himself over it.
It was basically they drew a beard on him?
Sort of. It's sort of like they Sharpied him.
Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. They fucking...
They like...
$50,000. Thank you.
$50,000. In Turkey?
In Turkmenistan. That's whoa, that's...
50,000 rubles.
That's what
something.
I'm saying. Fucking...
Drachma.
Francs?
Francs. Not bad.
Francs.
I'm impressed.
Fuck you.
Why
was Amir a bad student in class? I'm very proud of you, Amir. Fuck you. Don't look down on me, bitch.
Fair. What were we on about?
Fake tits, big tits,
yeah,
Mia Khalifa.
We're on that.
Oh, she made it big because she made a porn with a thing.
Yeah, and I'm saying porn still has that element even today.
Like they have to make it edgy?
No, I'm saying you could still get big if it like crossover porn. If you cross over from porn into news, that's insane.
Yeah, no, there's
you truly made it.
Well, to the news is one thing.
It's undeniable.
Yeah.
If the news is bringing it up.
There's the porn star that started just doing regular acting, isn't there?
Probably.
There is. And there, I think there's one. There's exactly one that's not like, oh, be a porn star for this movie and not like just being her slutty self.
You could also become like a fucking, what do you call it? Like a social media, like a pop culture. Like Johnny Sins kind of got that. He just became like a pop culture.
A meme thing.
Yeah. You could become
yeah. Like, this dude's an astronaut, a doctor, or this, or that, or this, or that.
What was I on about? Oh, I was going to make just a comment about because comedy. The news kind of grasps that out of nowhere. Porn, if you get like a news from porn, then that's a big deal.
Yeah.
OnlyFans doesn't count. OnlyFans counts as like from the news how far women have to go to make money, which is like sell their own. But it's like usually a point they make.
It's either that or it's
Or it's cops.
OnlyFans. Or cops. Cops with an OnlyFans?
That need to do it to make money for their canines. You ever hear that?
What the fuck is that?
Yeah. So there's like, there was a OnlyFans. So, but that's still in line. That still counts as being, look how far, look at how little the police are paid. That for, this female cop is making OnlyFans to pay for her police dog. Something, it was something like that.
Yeah.
Which still counts under fucking boohoo news or whatever.
Yes, and I also want you to Google how much a fucking cop makes. Could raise one dog on a cop's salary. Like, was she taking in, like, all the retired police dogs? Or what was she doing?
I don't know. I'll look it up.
Yeah.
I'll look up her OnlyFans.
I was like,
get already subscribed to.
No. I don't make a lot of money at all. But I could probably take care of one fucking dog. What the fuck?
Police
makes significantly more than me.
Fired. You know it's going to be good if it says fired. But.
Fired. Wait, is fired capitalized?
It was. On one of the videos, it was.
I knew it. I know how to grasp the internet, man.
Hold on. I'm seeing a dude, but I'm talking about.
What the fuck?
I'm seeing a Nashville
one. Masturbating on camera to make to get food for my dog.
Holy, OnlyFans fired, and then I gotta type canine.
I mean,
wait, maybe it is Nashville.
If he wants to wank off and feed the dog a jar of peanut butter, and they're both good.
No, fucking.
Am I wrong?
Pulling over. God damn it. Wait.
Get the natural stuff. He doesn't know the difference.
I'm still fucking looking.
Googling is silent. Let me talk to the fans. Fans, if you're listening to this.
Oh, our canine. Wait. I don't think she is fired then.
She. Are you molesting the dog?
Oh, she was fired.
Is the dog molesting you?
You've never seen this chick? You never saw like in a fucking post or something?
No. For some reason, I pictured that lady that was getting like a train ran on her. And she, and like. I don't know if she got fired or not.
Wait, hold on. Her name is Becky. Because I know she got fucking fired.
Backdoor Becky. That's her.
Becky, OnlyFans, cop.
Cop Becky, OnlyFans.
K9.
I kind of feel like she just kind of wanted to make some extra money showing her asshole. She doesn't mind showing her asshole. That's fine.
While on duty...
While on duty is fucking crazy.
I'm reading out of context. I'm reading out of context.
That would have been wild. She's fucking making herself squirt in the patrol car. She's turning down the radio. Homicide, homicide on the 300 block of MacArthur. Go, go, go. Turn that down. I'm almost there. Tip me, and I'll say your name when I come.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to find it. But I assume.
I figured fired. You can read fast. What the fuck?
I'm just trying. No, I can't find it. I can't find the actual fucking... Like, there should be a news story on that I was just fucking spewing about for like a minute about boohoo news. But yeah.
Yeah.
What was I on about?
It's either boohoo news, if it's if you porn. Have to do OnlyFans.
Porn-related.
Porn.
Yeah.
What's the difference between OnlyFans and porn?
If porn has a news story, then it's truly gone viral. Like, it's truly made it. If you're an OnlyFans story, you're not viral yet. It's just tabloid.
That's like the comedy. News adding something from your life to make to spice it up.
Yeah.
They saw the link in your fucking bio and they're on it.
It's supposed to be like
or you're getting the shame, the mother kids kicked out of school because mom has an OnlyFans page. Did you see that one?
OnlyFans news is like teacher fuck student news, and you're like, that's disgusting. And then you're like, and then you read it and it says 22-year-old teacher female fucks 13-year-old student boy. And you're like, okay, I know why they made this article. You're like, this article is just to spice things up or whatever.
I mean, it's pedophilia. But, hear me out. Hold on.
Yeah.
Not done yet. Shut up.
No, we're
fucking, but, I feel like he's, to say somebody's going to get over it seems horrible considering what it is, and it's adult manipulating a child. But, 30 years old. At 30 years old, it'll be like, eh.
30 years old, what, teacher?
No, 30 years old, the kid grows up, and he'll be like, all right, yeah.
You think the kid's gonna get ruined from that?
No, I think by then he'd be like, yeah, no, it's what it was.
It was whatever. It
not
was
whatever,
never,
but
whatever.
It will never be not whatever, but it'd be like, yeah, that happened. Did you change your personality for like a
I'd make that my gamer bit. Tag.
Molested by teacher?
Molested? No, I would be like, I would call myself like teacher slayer.
Teacher slayer?
Yeah, why would I say victim of teacher?
I'm like,
no.
I'm like, that's not bad. I bet nobody else has it. I bet you don't have to put 23 at the end or some shit.
I don't know. Fuck. You assume people just lie. That's what I would assume.
What do you mean?
People just lie about that.
Lie about what?
Having fucked their teacher.
Well, I think, like, we can tell when it's a lie.
Could you?
As a child, I'm like, I'm pretty sure. I don't think anybody, first of all, I don't know, I can't remember. One of my friends or, like, just somebody being like, yeah, fuck the teacher.
I call bullshit on you can tell if it's a lie. Unless your friend is, like, the type of guy that says, like, you know how to fuck a girl. You just stick your dick in her hole. And you're like. And you know there's like two, you know.
You're like, oh, I don't know.
Those
enough.
Like middle school conversations or whatever.
Fucking, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I was talking about. Like a child fucking exaggerating. But at some point, one of these motherfuckers tell them the truth.
So we're going to do this. We're going to make a skit. We're going to invite five victims of female teacher pedophilia.
This is the weirdest game show ever.
And they're each going to tell their story. And you ever seen that like. 10 black dudes, one of them is white, but they have to like eliminate one by one.
Yeah.
We have to do that. We have to eliminate fake teacher stories with real teacher stories. That's what we have to do. I think you could lie. Let's make our own scenario. I'm always trying to make a fucking bit.
All right, all right.
Let's make our own teacher scenarios. All right.
Everybody break out your pieces of paper and a pencil. All
right. I'll start first because I invented this. So I'm going to go.
Go ahead.
Very, very. I'll tell you my mindset with this. I think the scenario is you're trying to lie to your friends.
Yeah.
So, this is what I think you do. I think your mind wants to go Spanish teacher. This is a very common teacher that
is
in the fantasy.
Yeah.
This is a very common teacher.
If you want to just put an extra layer to this scene of just. Hot Latina teacher. That always helps.
There are right teachers for this story, and there are wrong teachers. Wrong teachers?
Hot wood shop teacher. Isn't that the
hot wood, dyke wood shop teacher. You don't go math teacher.
Uses homemade dildo to fucking
This is actually fucking fascinating to me. Because this is like, this involves like stereotypes of school. Like the English teacher being a woman and always getting pregnant. You ever seen that?
No. What the fuck is that?
It's like a thing of like when you go to school, your English teacher was a female and she was always pregnant. No? You never had that?
I don't
that?
Think so.
I had one.
Honestly, I think one time the Spanish teacher got pregnant by a fucking a math teacher.
Every boy in school. By a math teacher?
By a math teacher.
All right.
She was significantly taller than him. I think they're still together. It's beautiful.
This is what I would do.
Yeah.
So in my fake I fucked the teacher story, I'm going to go with either a art teacher.
Yeah.
So you have to go with a girl that really doesn't have that much of a career on the line.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm going to go that. I'm either going to go art teacher or I'm going to go this bitch didn't do her majors right. So she has to pick a creative writing teacher. So not an English teacher, creative writing. That was just an elective in school and this bitch teaches it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go there and I'm going to say, I don't know. I don't know where to go from there. Damn. Well, you can go from your scenario now. How are you planning this out?
How am I planning this out?
How are you planning out telling a
fake? As somebody who had a teacher with big naturals.
Yeah.
Oh,
not fake perky.
And I did have her pull me into a classroom by myself.
Yeah.
Lock and the door. She asked me, what do I have to do to get you to try on this English whatever? SAT? See, it was a big test.
Yeah.
And I said, a big lighter?
Amir, I'm going to take a pause from this scenario and say, this is like the third teacher that believed in you.
This is the third teacher? Yeah.
So many teachers. This is like the third one.
This is the one, the only one where I was like, fuck yeah.
You are a walking.
Did you hear the fucking buttons unbuttoned?
He unbuttoned himself.
He unbuttoned my buttons.
He unbuttoned his dumb jacket.
This jacket's not dumb.
It's not.
All right, thank you.
But It is funny how you are a walking, like, Edward James Olmos teacher movie.
You're
Lou Diamond Phillips, dude. They just want to fix you.
I swear to God, I don't know what I look like, but I feel like I always have that, like, do I look like I used to be a troubled teen?
But you clearly didn't look too troubled to where they didn't want to fit. You looked like you had a heart. You know what you probably look like? And I don't remember what you – I haven't seen what you look like as a kid. I'm assuming you look like the little brother in every gangster movie. And little brother's not in the life yet, but he could be saved.
He can be saved.
And he's being learned. You're like the little brother in ATL, but just a complete spick.
Thank you.
You know what? He does kind of look like Mexican.
He looked like he got Puerto Rican or some shit.
Xavier always makes fun of that. I can't remember. He's like Diana Ross's son or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember.
That's Diana Ross's son?
Something. It's like some fucking artist's son like that.
No. Nah. That's why you didn't see him afterwards. Crazy. He's probably still rich as shit.
Him?
Yeah.
That dude?
Well, he's somebody's richest son, not because of acting.
Okay. For some reason, I was just thinking ATL.
No, off of ATL. All
right. So, is this the teacher in your scenario?
Definitely.
Okay, now hold on. Fuck, your story's already realer than mine, because I don't even have a teacher in mind. I'm just lying just to lie.
Lying just to lie? And I feel bad, because she probably did in earnest want me to just try hard.
In earnest?
And in earnest, she wanted me to. Inside of earnest, she wanted me to try hard.
Inside, yes.
But she was also super hot and not the one that should be delivering that message.
But she was trying to... Dude, what did people see in you?
I don't know. I still don't know.
Fuck. We're going to get psycho. What is happening on me?
I don't know.
This has been a theme throughout the show whenever we talk about school, is that you got in trouble, yet you didn't give a fuck.
I don't know. I was... I skipped school way less than everybody. Not because I was scared to or I couldn't. Literally, we could just walk out the front door. The security was chill. He'd be like, you know, you're not supposed to leave. I'm like, bro, I'm just go to the store. I'm going to be back. You never come back. And, well, I just didn't have anywhere to go. There's nowhere fun for me to go. I didn't want to just... I can hang out with friends for like an hour.
What?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can hang out with somebody 1-2 hours, maybe. Even if we're smoking weed, no matter what we're doing, eventually I'm like, all right, I'm leaving. I want to go home and be alone. But fair. I couldn't go home because my fucking parents were there. Well, my mom was there.
So many of your problems could have been solved if you just played video games. Like, that really could have solved, like,
how could I get to my video games? I had, like, a system, but it was at home.
I'm saying you could have just played online and just not had to have skipped school. Like, really. I don't know. It just sounds, like, weird that, like, you skip school with your friends and you hung out with them for an hour, but then you didn't play video games when you got home with them. So then it's like, because if you played video games when you got home, then you could have just not skipped school. And then you could have been like a model student.
No, not either. No.
Probably not. I'm fucking. I'm
settled down, motherfucker.
What's in your fucking.
See, now he believes in me too.
No,
I draw it out of people, man.
I'm thinking people want to take care of me. I'm thinking too much of my high school, and I should be thinking of your high school, your fucking leadership academy or whatever the fuck.
That was half of the time.
Leader.
A little bit at Oakland Aviation Academy, which Oakland was shut Aviation? Down after. Yes.
Why was it called Oakland Aviation?
They did have like one class where they taught you about planes.
You know why they call it Oakland Aviation? Because they're teaching fucking airheads.
Yeah.
If I didn't fumble through that.
If you didn't fucking fumble, that would have
been great, but it wasn't.
Yeah. Let's blame the fumble
you guys,
for that.
Breaking news. I've been enrolled into Oakland Aviation.
It's shut down, so joke's on you.
Anytime I bomb. And anytime I fumble through a joke, I'm going to blame it on it being 8 a.m. That's the new
plan. Oh, that's horseshit.
It's 8 a.m. I did not drink coffee before this. If there was a camera, it would be facing the fucking coffee.
It would be facing the fucking coffee I'm staring at right now.
What were we on about? Yes. Teachers.
They believe in me.
No. Yeah, teachers believe it in you. Yeah.
You believe in me?
I don't believe in you.
Half leadership preparatory school.
I find it funny that you
half are. At Castlemont, which if you tell ask somebody about Oakland and going to Castlemont, yeah, no, it's a shitty school and it's had problems since forever.
Castlemont sounds like we're fucking Dr. Doom. Fucking Castlemont?
Castlemont.
Where you went?
Castlemont High School, yeah.
All right.
And then I finished it off at Rudsdale Continuation School.
Rudsdale?
Rudsdale.
More like Fudsdale.
Yeah, no. Hey, well, fun fact.
I tried.
Well, you shouldn't have. That's what they taught me at Rudsdale. Stop trying.
I couldn't think of that many fucking letters to go with Rudsdale.
I was going to say, fun fact. After I left, my little sister-in-law went there for a little while, but she stopped going because she felt that it was dangerous. And there was a shooting, like, probably a couple months afterwards.
Doesn't this happen every time, though?
Not at the ghetto schools, you dick.
Shootings don't happen at the ghetto schools? No. No, like, gang altercations?
They have them, but they don't shoot them at school.
Even my school, I mean, your San Leandro, even we had a phase of a little bit of gang warfare at one point.
Sure.
Just pointing this out.
Yeah, I know. We would make fun of you.
It was between the fucking Capulets and the Montagues. Do you get that reference?
Yeah, I
believe in you, Amir. I believe in you.
Thank you, fucking.
That was a genius reference by me. All right.
Oh, my God. You know what? I'm glad we got off topic because it actually made me think.
This topic is so much more interesting than our regular porn topic.
The regular fucking Bro, I actually had a wet dream about a teacher.
What the fuck?
That's right. I forgot about that.
You're fucking fast in this show, dude.
Bro, you're unlocking shit.
All right. You had a wet dream about it. So you've never talked about the teacher fantasy, though, at all.
It does. I do understand now kind of why I'm more into MILFs than barely 18 or all that bullshit.
Because of teachers?
I mean, I did have, like, crushes. Like, in every grade, I had a crush on a girl in either my class or the other fifth grade class, sixth grade class, eighth grade, whatever class.
Yeah.
But also, sometimes the teacher was pretty hot.
But you wouldn't replace the thought of the girl with the teacher, right?
Either one would have been cool.
But I know. But
this one or that one?
I don't think they're replaceable, though. I think you just have a teacher and then you have a fucking...
The teacher also has a more developed tits and ass.
Fair.
Fair, right? In this overly sexualized world we live in.
Unfortunately.
I wish I didn't know how to masturbate.
Dude, fuck this sexualizing teachers topic. Let's go back into this topic of teachers believing in you.
Oh,
what the fuck
God.
Happened?
I don't know. I don't know why they kept believing me.
But like,
I feel like I'd let them down a couple times.
Yeah, that sounds extremely like
it's
you're,
very
you're
likely.
Putting
it
lightly.
Didn't.
Yeah. What did you do to
fight? I was like 2-3 points shy of passing that English thing that she wanted me to pass.
Damn. Yeah.
And then I could have graduated on time from Rudsdale, like within the fourth, like exactly when the Castlemont was graduating, Rudsdale continuation had a.
You didn't graduate on time?
No.
Damn.
And it was completely possible, but I was literally just like, I don't fucking want to do this. I've been working my ass off. I'll graduate next time. And it was literally like 3 months later they had another graduation because that's how it works there.
How bad of a fucking student? I did bad by the end of my senior year. They call it senioritis. I mean, that's what they call it.
Senioritis?
Yeah. They don't have senioritis in your school?
Yeah, yeah.
Or they have fucking melanoma? They just had fucking...
sickle cell?
Yeah.
If you know Castlemont, you know there's sickle cell. there's a flu... what is it? Swine flu? For sure a lot of swine flu in that motherfucker.
We had senioritis. That was our
thing. You know what the difference is between you senioritis and what Castlemont version was? This was Castlemont's version.
You got a bitch pregnant. That's senioritis.
Listen, you do have your kids there when you walk the stage. It's even more special. What? Fucking. I remember some people would be like, you can fuck up your first 2 years, but just don't fuck up the last 2 years.
What?
That was their version, because they know by the last two, you're burnt out. So do whatever these two, and then get serious.
No, they call it senioritis because, yeah, we believe only in the last year you fuck up, which I did. But I knew I wasn't going to go to college in the last year, so that was, like, kind of another thing, too.
Yeah, no, the colleges were like, we know we're not going to get a fucking application from that fat fuck.
I never fill out a college application.
I never have. I don't want to.
Seems fun.
Eh.
You don't think it's fun?
No.
You fill out what you're interested in, Amir?
Is that what it is?
I think you fill out like...
You know what I always wanted to take?
What?
The fucking... What are you supposed to do as a grown-up or whatever the fuck? You remember that test?
Like,
you know the fucking stupid plot of a bunch of sitcoms?
Wait. Ask the question again?
The test where they're... This is your... something aptitude test to see what you should be when you grow up.
Yeah.
And no, I'm supposed to be a chef. I'm supposed to be a CEO.
I know what I'm going to do. I have a plan now for what we're
going to do. I took the test and it says I should be a fucking janitor.
Oh, we did have this. Yes.
You did?
We had this and it became a running joke among my friends of what people got picked to be. Yes.
What did you get picked to be?
I got picked to be when I answered honestly and not trying to fuck over the test.
Yeah.
I got fucking like AV heater technician. That's what I got. Very boring. But when I...
That's actually a good career.
It's just whatever. Yeah, it's just like union.
Union? You're an AV something tech.
Yeah.
I have a friend who does that. He's doing phenomenal. Shout out to that guy.
AC, not AV. Fucking, when I answered
the AC,
test...
AC, yeah.
When I answered the test trying to win it, I just got comedian. Because that's all you can answer it.
However you want.
Yeah.
I like creativity. Standing in front of people.
Yeah, you kind of being addicted to
multiple substances.
Yeah, money. Do you want money? And you just put zero, and then that's comedy. Boom. That's where you find that.
Just to be
just give you that.
I'm fine with whatever happens.
Have you ever taken one of those?
No, I always wanted to, but they didn't give us.
They gave me one.
They gave me a bulletproof vest. That's what
I was
an
Avid. Avid was like a class where they just wanted you to go to college. Game. And that, yeah.
And then you didn't.
Look at my failure ass. I was an Avid for literally like 4 years, and I did not go to college.
This is the DARE program for me, man. I'm like promised.
I'm like when the cartel sends a kid out to join the Marines, and he comes back to the cartel. That's what I am.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I was in a college class in high school for like 4 years, and I did not go to college.
You had all the training. All the preparation.
All the fucking yes.
You were ready, and then you said, meh.
Sample?
That's like when I fucking promised not to fucking cause forest fires, then I had a gender reveal that fucking destroyed half a fucking a mountain.
You're talking about the gender reveal fire?
Yeah.
Okay. That was fun. 27. All right, I'm trying to look up an example of like a college essay. Well, a college application essay. And I just want to see how you would answer it.
God, fuck
it. I just want to see. Wait, hey, you want to answer it?
Do it. I just didn't come ready for a quiz. I don't have a number two pencil.
It's a question of like. My God. It's like a college interview question.
When? Do me a favor. When was the Declaration of Independence? I forget what day it was.
Not July 4th. Well, not in reality. But it was just say 1776, kind of.
1776.
But if you want to be a Luis about it and just like historically argue, it was like around that time.
Like 2-3 days before,
because everyone had to answer different times. Everyone lived in different states. All right, whatever. I fucking spazzed out there. I've been watching too much John Adams.
My God, I can't throw him a historical bone or else he'll fucking chew on it for hours.
Questions in a college application, college interview. Yeah, let's do that.
A college interview.
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, pick a college, Amir. How about that?
All right. I'm going to be very realistic.
All right, Stanford, because you rape women.
Whoa.
That's right, you guys. We're back.
you're acting like I diddy people, man. I Bill Cosby motherfuckers, man. That's different.
Wow, these questions suck. Okay, I'm just looking at the quote, but okay.
What are your
interests? Pick a college.
Pick a college? Berkeley College.
Berkeley? You're not even going to give yourself UC Berkeley?
No.
What the fuck is Berkeley College?
I meant UC Berkeley.
Listen, how about I give you the college? You're a fucking Laney kid right now.
What?
Take your GED having ass over to Laney. You belong in Laney.
Bitch.
Take your last chance, you ass.
Oh, just wait till you ask me.
All right. Damn, some of these questions are horrible. Why do you want to attend college?
For the puss, man.
Alright. What would you major in?
Getting the puss, man.
What would you honestly major in?
Fuck. What are some of the options, man? You can't just give me
in a major, Amir?
Yeah.
Pick a fucking major.
I don't know what the majors are.
You like weed, right?
Yeah.
You could major in fucking hydroponics, right?
No.
How do you know? You don't know if I'm majoring.
Fuck, that's one growing method.
You can major in like... Whoa.
I think it's called...
I'll bet you fucking money you can major in hydroponics.
Not hydroponics, botany.
I don't know what the fuck hydroponics... I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying, but...
I did fucking major in hydroponics. I went to weed college.
That doesn't count.
Three universities with hydroponic agriculture programs. Boom!
All right, what are the colleges?
I'm just saying you can major.
What are the colleges?
It doesn't matter. What do you want to major in? I mean, you're such a...
One of those colleges is my fucking college, you piece of shit.
You would major... Wait. You're just a major in hydro. This is what you're going to... You could pick anything. I mean, you can give yourself a personality, not just what the fuck I just suggested.
Fucking...
What do you honestly... You could major
this
in
This is exactly why I didn't go to college.
Why? Yeah, you're fucking spazzing. Amir, I believe in you. What the fuck? You could major in animation. You like cartoons. What the fuck? You could major in anything.
I can't draw for shit.
But you could learn.
No. What the fuck? You're majoring, you already have some talent.
No. You yes. could learn. No, you don't. You
at a college level?
You could
I'm
learn.
I'm
going
to learn to draw at like, the
you
high
think
school?
It's college level, therefore they're going to fuck you. You think it's going to be whiplash. I think that's what you think.
Jesus Christ. At that point, I'm like, I can't
They'll
do it.
They'll teach you.
I'm not learning. No.
You. But would you like to?
No.
So what do you want to major in?
Your mom.
Why is this so hard? Oh, my God. All that for your mom. There wasn't anything in school. What did you want to be when you grew up?
B.
This is insane.
I'm still working on that. Iron worker.
What?
I don't know.
You could, Amir, you could fucking... Like
this is literally like, every counseling fucking
dude,
in school I've ever had.
Like this is weird.
You know what? I tried to pick up the counselor at school too. She was hot.
Counselors were like a personality type of yeah. They were kind of like saving people. Or it was a weird feeling. Did you have female counselors or male counselors?
I had one female counselor in Oakland Aviation High School. She was hot.
I only ever had male female counselors.
You're missing out.
That's right.
you look like...
It doesn't make any sense how you're like... Because like when I was like a little kid, I was like, I want to be a video game designer. And you're like, oh, you could just major in like computer programming or like graphic design. And then you could... It's so easy. There's nothing you want it to be?
No.
Complete airhead, dude. It's insane. This put a fucking a break on the entire podcast.
Yep.
Just figuring out what the fuck you wanted to do. What would you do for
I went
four
to
years?
Weed college.
What would you do
I
for
did
4 years
I
of college?
I grow... what the fuck? It seems like 4 years...
I know. So pick something you like doing. It's so fucking easy.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Everybody who goes to college is like, this fucking major sucked, but I'm too deep into it now.
Well, unless you like the thing. It's like, would I major in history?
Maybe. The majority of people don't end up liking their shit.
True, but that's something of, I don't know, expectation. I don't know what that is.
No, that's asked too early in life. Granted, I'm 28 now, so I'm like, yes, you know
have,
a little more.
Yeah, fucking options. I mean,
you go first. What do you want to major in?
Well, would I major in? Probably not writing. I would major in, like, history or something.
Ah, you would be that nerd.
Yeah, it's like a nerd because I like history. It's so simple.
Yeah.
I would major in history, and then I would fucking do, like, a college... Damn, I haven't even done... It's funny how, like, do you know what a college thesis is?
A thesis?
Get ready for this. Do you know what a college thesis is?
It's, like, the paper to get to see, to, like... It's kind of part of your application?
No, this is at the end. So, at the end of your 4 years, right? Yeah. Let's just give you, like, a random one. Let's say you major in fucking... In business, right?
Yeah.
You're majoring for 4 years... So you've taken 4 years of business. So everything you've learned comes together. And then you have to write a 40-page paper on anything. But it has to be a thesis. So again, do you know what that means?
Thesis.
So in school,
fucking,
they taught
us theory?
They taught us this in fucking third grade. Yeah. But, yes.
A theory.
Sort of. It's an argument. So yeah. A thesis would be, if I majored in history, I would say... I don't think, based on this information, that John F. Kennedy was assassinated by... So, and then I give my arguments in an essay. So after 4 years of fucking... Let's give you a random one. After 4 years of botany, you say, you know what? I think this plant gives you cancer. And then for 40 pages, you talk about something. What would you be willing to write about for 40 pages?
I wouldn't.
Weed? You could write about weed for 40 pages.
I can't.
Fair.
I can't. 40, this is insane. This is literally what kept me out of college. The thought of writing. This is
like
writing. The
fun part for me. I'm like, yeah, that sounds interesting.
No.
Writing about something for 40. It's the thing that you're interested in life, Amir.
I'm not interested in life.
No, it's like the thing that you're. All right.
The thing in life that you're interested in?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like a good joke.
You could talk about the impacts of comedy and fucking society. You like literally. I know.
This is what you want to do?
For 40 pages, I would just be like, women aren't funny. 40 pages. I just give examples.
Roseanne.
Funny.
No.
Listen, wait. Wait for it. Not a woman.
Oh!
For 40 pages, I just disprove that women are funny.
Roseanne has a penis.
Whenever you give me a funny woman, I'm like, not a woman.
It's not a woman.
Prove it.
She was born with an XY chromosome.
Every woman that's funny is a hermaphrodite. That is my new theory.
Every woman that's funny, you can see in the taping of their special, a small cock. A lady cock, if you will.
Yes, I provide timestamps in my citation. Do you know what a citation is?
Yes.
Okay.
Click. Next slide. Click. Whatever. All
that's
that
not what it's.
It's close enough.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What is your presentation?
No, citation has nothing to do with that.
It has everything to do with them.
No,
you can't citate without
Jesus Christ.
You can't present a citation.
I don't know if this is good for the podcast. Is me just talk, but like this is like insane. Again, you didn't know what espresso was in the car.
I don't know. I told you I don't know about coffee.
Fuck. But you've heard the song, right? So you just have no clue what she was singing about?
Coffee.
But you just didn't know what espresso was?
No, I thought it was a catchy fucking pop song with stupid lyrics.
It's insane, dude.
It's like saying, oh, so you don't know what melt your popsicle means in fucking California, girl?
But no, that would be like if you're like, yeah, but I don't know what popsicles are. It would be like, that's literally how you're saying it. It's like, I don't know. Why did California girls pop up in your head?
I don't
as
know.
The example.
I can't remember. Again,
it's another stupid song. You know why?
Big Naturals. Big Naturals.
Katy Perry. Yeah.
All right. We've had this discussion. Like she's just Big Naturals to me.
She's not. You think that, and I think she outgrew that.
I think. Is she still performing?
Probably. Sad. I'm sure no one cares as much as they used
to. I'm sure she has like a CD recently.
She's not.
It's not on our radar, but her fans fucking.
She's not at the Mariah Carey level where people miss her. She's not. She's in this.
Mariah Carey is obnoxiously like repetitive. Like every year.
Are you saying that because of Christmas?
Exactly. Every year for the past, at least as far as I can remember, fucking 7 years at
but
least.
Outside of that there becomes this point like outside of the because she just has a Christmas song that's like the but there is a point where like a celebrity be like damn we kind of miss all of her hits and then like you memorialize all of her hits and then she comes back and then it's like whoa that's happened with celebrities
yeah.
People missed fucking Rick Astley and then that the one Undertaker. Song came out Undertaker
the Undertaker
what
people will always miss him.
What were we on it? Oh yeah college. What would you, yeah, I don't know.
Fucking 40 pages, bro. Who the fuck writes 40 pages?
That's something that you like, though.
Who the
though?
Fuck writes
40? I don't, 40? Why is that so crazy to you?
Because
you
who needs to talk about any subject for 40 pages?
You're trying to make a point on something that you
what
love.
What if I can make the point in one?
What?
What if I can make the point in one? What did I save us a bunch of trees?
You can't. No. You have to. You're a fucking, you're majoring, you're getting a PhD in something. You need to give a fucking opinion that shows that you know the topic that you're talking about and that you have things to add onto society. I don't know why I'm so like, so I've never went to college.
I swear to God, you
but
fucking,
I'm defending
this
it
fucking
because it is important. It is important because it's like, because it helps. It helps your field. It does. That's what's beautiful about like education is that like you add on to what you're learning.
I feel like there's a lot of useless people in their major.
I'm sure people have given theses that make no fucking sense, but they were interested enough to write 40 pages on something.
Yeah.
Or forced to. I don't know. But, yeah.
Let me see. 40 fucking
Why is this so hard? What the fuck? Well, you haven't even picked a fucking major yet.
I haven't even picked a major yet, man.
So, fucking, you gotta think of a major.
Oh, my God. My major? It's gonna be dentistry.
That doesn't count because you have to go to like a dentist school.
God damn
That's
it,
like being
sir.
A lawyer. You can't say that. You have to. No, it needs to be an art. Like, it needs to be a fucking thing.
Truck driving. No. I don't know where I'm getting this inspiration from.
That was a cop-out. You saying dentistry was such a fucking cop-out.
Not as much as fucking truck driving.
Truck driving was insane.
Let me see. God, I thought I had one finally. All right. I'm going to be a nurse.
You can't say nurse.
God, you
can't say something that's like going to get you a job. And so that would be like if I said EMT, because then I just got to take the training to be an EMT or something.
There's a college that you can take a major as an EMT.
Just pick a fucking major.
A clown.
You can't say clown.
What the fuck, Steve-O?
That doesn't count.
Steve-O.
Amir, just fucking pick a major.
Math.
Do you want me to just give you a list
math.
Of majors?
I got math. That's all you could have done.
By the way, you can't just say math.
I take math.
Saying math, maybe.
I take math.
No, I'll just give you a list of majors. All right.
1 plus 1.
40 pages on that?
One. Oh my God. I'm going to hit the fucking, what's his fucking name? The main. I'm going to try to do his theory.
What are you talking about?
The dude who was on Joe Rogan, the dude from Hustle and Flow. Main. Terrence Howard?
I
don't know.
What was his major and what?
No, his theory was one times two cannot still equal two because you something that to that one or some bullshit like that. I'll do that and just be like, oh, look, it sounds smart, doesn't it?
By the way, I'm looking up Berklee College. How come I'm seeing only Berklee College of New York? How come I can't find Berklee College in, like, California?
California.
What the fuck?
UC Berkeley, man.
All right, I'm just... Larry G. Lewing? What the
fuck? Okay, shut the fuck up. I got one. Put it down.
You have... Okay, so I'm going to... Before you say it...
All right.
I'm going to say... So this can't be like a job. This needs to be...
I understand.
Like a fucking... How do I put it? Like an art, but like not an art. It needs to be like a discipline. So it's like with weed, it's botany. Because botany is like you learn about like agriculture. Agriculture is its own thing. So whatever you say, it better not be a fucking job. It better be something that's like wide ranging, but not as much as math. All right, what is your fucking major?
Women's studies.
Women's studies. All right, fuck it. Women's studies. All right. That's a boring ass class. All right.
Okay, Mr. History.
Women's studies?
Yeah.
Women's studies is
Women have made history,
women's
too.
Women's studies is history, but fan fiction. That's what women's studies is. All right.
Joan of Arc. That's all I know.
Women's studies for 40 pages.
Yeah.
What are you going to talk about women? This is... All right. You picked a horrible major. Go.
Is being a stripper empowering, or is it being taken advantage of?
And I'll bet you money there's been a bitch that's already written a thesis.
Oh my god, I
will bet you.
I am so desperate. This is the least creative, the most fucking base. Of course she
not
has.
Bad though. I fuck with that. I fuck with where you were going.
I'm but like, of course
to, but your thesis has to be an argument.
That's she thought of this fucking
this
thesis while she was off mushrooms.
It's you.
I know.
Are you identifying yourself as a female now?
I don't know. What do I get? Let me see. It seems like they get a lot more benefits.
Hold on. So yeah. So you're making a thesis, but you got to make a. It's an argument. So you got to say, being a stripper is not valuable to society, and it's because of.
Whoa, that's not what I'm saying.
I know. So
All right. Being a stripper is using your own sexuality to generate money. Using the...
First of all, why are you in your fucking Don King stance?
I don't know how else to make a good speech.
It's such a weird hand gesture you're making right now. You're Chinese finger-locking your hands for no fucking reason.
It's how I do this fucking speech, all right?
Yeah.
This is my speech.
But it needs to be an argument. It can't just be like you blabbering. What is your argument?
God, fine, fuck you.
What? Just a simple question. Like
I was already I was already in my speech, and then you give me these restrictions.
You were bullshitting right now.
How are you talking? I had a whole speech.
I gave you like a good 5 seconds, and I heard bullshit. I heard you invested.
You saw my fingers in his.
That was all the energy you put into it. You put it into your fucking Don King hands right now.
You leave my Don King hands alone.
Go. What are your fucking?
My thesis is I could use some fucking lotion on these.
Damn, I can't remember the lawyer for fucking O.J. Simpson. You're doing that.
I'm doing the Fuck,
you're Jackie. Right.
Jackie? No, it was fucking. Listeners, if you remember the name of the lawyer,
call in.
With the name of O.J. Simpson's famous lawyer.
And tell us what you would major
in. If you remember Johnny Cochran's name, please call in.
All right. No bullshit, please.
I got to ask a question. I got to ask it as a question?
No, you got to make an argument. You have to make an argument?
Okay. My argument is that... Okay, you know what? Here's my thesis.
Yeah.
OnlyFans models should... God damn it. How do I want to word
what
this?
What the fuck?
I can't word it right.
What are you trying to say?
I forgot what I was trying to say.
Oh, say what you're trying to say, and I'll give you a bullshit.
I'm trying to remember how to say it.
Title for it.
Let me see.
Were you going to be pro-OnlyFans, anti-OnlyFans?
It should not be frowned upon if it's dirt cheap.
What do you mean if it's dirt cheap?
It's like $5 for like see me get railed by a fucking 3 dudes.
Okay, you ready for this? I have your thesis. Like
what? Yeah.
Okay. Modern day websites such as OnlyFans empower women and help capitalism by offering less money than is offered by regular porn sites. Like, it helps out the economy more, and it's better for human society. Boom. That's what a thesis sounds like. That
theses. Oh,
theses.
God.
Theses.
I'm eating these theses pieces.
Theses pizza. All right.
I'm just talking about how bitches fucking. Be.
Your thesis has been ruined. You took 4 years in women's studies to be like these bitches.
Man, these bitches and hoes, man, be so.
Pimps going to women's studies. That's a new sketch. Walking into women's studies and just sitting down taking notes. But
at the end of the year. He's got the best grades and the best. He's the valedictorian.
Master. He had a master's before he walked in, dude. God.
His fucking end of the year valedictorian speech. You bitches got it all wrong.
Yeah.
You bitches got it backwards. You see, you need somebody to take care of you. You want to go to that salon. You want to get your nails done. You want to get your hair did. You want to get this, and you want somebody to provide all that shit.
Kent philosophy is pretty cool, though.
It is.
Like, pimp philosophy is like if, I'm thinking of Taken. So, like, Taken has this pimp, like, that's like a Russian pimp, though. But it's like Liam Neeson, like, is trying to stall. So he talks to, like, a Russian hooker. And she's like, you lost me 2 customers. Get away from me. And then the pimp walks in. And he goes, what the fuck is going on? And he's like, you got to pay for her 40 and you got to pay for the 80 because... When you're talking, you're not making money. It's like that. I fuck with that.
I forgot what you said.
Yeah, I did too. What are we on about? We were Icarus, dude. We strayed too far from the sun. Or too close to the sun.
Yeah.
Your thesis.
My thesis is...
Thesis.
My theses are... why is it okay... Again, we're asking a question.
Wait. Keep on going.
Why is it okay for us to disrespect a woman who sells her body for low amounts of money? Strippers, OnlyFans.
Basic fuck, but
hold on, shut up. When all she's doing is, I don't know.
I know
basically
what you're
trying to say. How fucking Coca-Cola is dirt cheap, but it's a $1 billion company. And then how this woman, dirt cheap, but it's... Okay, she literally, there's zero revenue that she just needs to exist and take
Society's
pictures.
Society's double standard.
Yeah, there you go.
Objectification of body over objectification of culture.
I do think I just called this bitch a bottle of Pepsi.
Yeah, that would be weird.
I'm trying to help, but I'm not the guy.
You're making a point. You're making a point that it's a double standard, and you're making the point that you're conscious of that.
Yeah.
All right.
Nah,
that is pretty basic.
That's very basic.
There's no deep.
I'm Amber Rose slut.
I'm gonna ask you this, Amir.
Stop slut shaming.
I'm gonna ask you this, not as like Louise. I'm just gonna ask you this, just as like, all right, you're majoring in women's studies, right?
Yeah.
You have a girlfriend who's now your fiance.
Yeah.
There's not something that's like sticking. That's not like crawling in your fucking. Crawling is not the right word. They call it like a crawl. Yeah. They call it like. There's no thought of like, why does she do that? Why does she fucking do that? And it's like, you can make a 40-page thesis on what the fuck is she on about with your fiancé.
I don't know. She's on her period.
She's 40 pages just being like, she's on her period. No, why?
No. That's the first page. The rest of the pages are just bloody. Told you.
Just for, you go to your professor, you're like, the blood, my dog ate my homework. But there's nothing like that. There's nothing fat. Like, there's nothing that your girlfriend or your fiance does that you're like, why do you... You can just write for 40 pages. But, like you heard me spazzing out about Eastern European customers, like, an hour ago or something.
Yeah.
I could spend 40 pages talking about why I hate them.
Yes, but you are full of hatred. You are extremely full of hatred.
It's inspired. It is fucking...
I mean... You're just the artist, man. The inspiration walks into your store.
Look, pen to hand, dude. I just write magic. It's just me writing a manifesto.
Why we need to start deporting Eastern Europeans?
Nothing. There's nothing. Not even on that level, though. Like, you think it's a bigger issue that, like, your girl does this because everything she fucking watches is based on this, and it's fucking that.
Okay, I got you. Women are more predisposed to enjoying drama and high tense situations
because
bitches love drama.
Because bitches love drama, as bitches, in like they themselves.
They like to be in it.
They feed off of
around it. They like to consume it. They like to hear about it third hand, fourth hand, as far down as the pipeline will go.
Or maybe it's because they fantasize being bystanders in the drama.
Bystanders would be fun, but sometimes they are, and that's not enough. And they still want more.
So your thesis would be, by the way, this is a horrible through women's studies.
Oh, yeah,
this
it's horrible.
Shitting on women.
Immediately.
But hold on. This is onto something. So
some dyke is going to just...
Your woman's thesis is like, women enjoy true crime and other such media today because it evokes a fantasy living deep within them of being in that situation of high tension.
Sure.
Nah. Like, do you see what... I know. I'm
these bitches think they can't get swung on till they got swung on. I go Corey Holcomb on this shit.
Corey Holcomb. Why did he do it? Why did he smack... Wait.
I don't know why. That's not what
stage.
I was talking
Am
about.
Am I wrong?
No, no. That's not even the situation I was talking about. Did you see the interview with... What's his face? The fucking football player?
Who?
What's his face? Fucking... He's a famous football player, but he's not playing no more. He's dead. He's a podcast. He's fucking... And Corey Holcomb was there. And for some reason... He was slurring a little bit, but I'm not going to blame it on that.
Yeah.
But he was like... Sometimes you gotta let a bitch know that you're stronger than her. And you just gotta put her up like against the wall or against some glass.
Woman studies major.
Woman study major Corey Holcomb coming. And then he was like, and then he had to step back like, oh shit, my bad, I'm sorry. I'm just real excited to be here with you, man. You're legendary man, right? Blah, 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 blah.
He said it like on a podcast? Or?
On a podcast, yeah.
He's fucking around.
He's fucking around. He's fucking around. You gotta let it know. You can let it.
No. Alright. No need to make the sound effect of therefore punching a woman.
No, he didn't say punch. You just grab her and you shove her against something.
Fuck, I was thinking about the other news story that, like, he punched.
I literally just saw that yesterday and it didn't pop into my mind until you said it. What happened? Did you read it at all?
No, not at all.
Let's look it up, because fucking we got nothing but time.
We'll react to it at the exact same time.
Exact same time. You want me to look it up, too?
How about you give the story, fuck it.
Fuck. What the fuck? Oh, you tired of Googling? Tired of Googling?
Well, I Googled the fucking college
thing. Me Googles is me name. Me like the camps.
What the fuck are we on about?
Hulk. How the fuck you spell Holcomb?
H-O-L.
Smacks a bitch. Corey Holcomb. Hits woman?
It should just be like the first news thing.
Hits woman with chair? No, okay.
With chair.
Of punching female.
He Van Daminated?
Yo! He hit it with the 5-star frog splash. Corey Holcomb.
All right, you want to set the stage? What's going on?
Comedian Corey Holcomb, currently the host of the Corey Holcomb 5150 show, has been accused of assaulting a woman outside the Hollywood Improv Club earlier this month.
Whoa.
Woo! Shout out Hollywood Improv.
Okay, okay, wait. So that means a lot. Hold on. Before we even move on. That means... Improv. Wait, wait. That... Okay, read the article a little bit more. But was it before or after his comedy? Why are you, like, squirty doing? Fucking commenting on this?
This stupid shit needs me to fucking... God damn it.
You can't read any further?
No.
There's no TMZ article on
it? I'm going with TMZ. Comedian Corey Holcomb is accused of punching another comic in the face outside a club earlier this month, and it's apparently all over a long-standing feud. Oh.
So this, I was about to guess that it was going to be like a female audience member that was like being annoying throughout the whole show, and then he, but no, this is like other shit. So damn, if I
okay,
had
okay,
to...
Okay, okay, okay. All right. What do you think is happening? Because I
have the info.
I read a little bit further, but I want to see what...